Hello?
Sam, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, thanks.
Good.
Just after, you know, the grind of the first half of the season, how were you able to recharge the battery during the bye week?
You know, I just went home. You know, I got to hang out with my family for a couple days, and then I went down to Norman and got to see, you know, some of my old teammates and buddies from down there, got to hang out with them. So, you know, it was really nice just getting away from St. Louis for a while and just being able to relax.
So to come to a team, Sam, that had, you know, lost, I think, 24 of 25 games before they drafted you, and then to win 4 of 6, I mean, do you feel like you've accomplished something already?
You know, to be honest, not really. You know, I think, you know, coming in here, you know, into this training camp, you know, we had the expectations for the team set, you know, a lot higher than most people, you know, would have expected. So, you know, we're still shooting for those. You know, we realize that, you know, we're a long ways from being the team that we want to be. We realize that, you know, we have to make a lot of improvement and we have to get better each week if we want to be the team we want to be. So, you know, we're still striving to get there and still working hard.
With the with your background, you know, playing in packed stadiums and the Heisman, has this experience been maybe a little less daunting? Do you think that experience helped you prepare for this?
You know, I'm not sure if I would say that. You know, I think, you know, any time that you play in the professional football league, you know, the NFL, you know, it's some of the greatest athletes in the world, you know, playing football at its highest level. So, you know, I don't think anything that, you know, you do before you get to this level can completely prepare you for that. You know, but I will say, you know, probably playing, you know, at a program like Oklahoma, playing against some of the teams that we played who had, you know, high caliber athletes for college, you know, I think that definitely helped. But, you know, I really don't think you can do anything to completely prepare yourself for this league and everything that it brings.
One of your old teammates, Reggie Smith, is going to get a little more playing time in the secondary this week. What do you remember about Reggie Smith?
You know, I remember a lot about Reggie. Me and Reggie played against each other in high school a couple times. So, you know, me and Reggie have a past. You know, he's a great player, great athlete, really good ball skills. I remember my redshirt year, he was going both ways for us at Oklahoma, playing wide receiver and DB. So, you know, he's a great athlete and a great player.
Can you confirm his assertion that he intercepted you in high school at least once?
Yeah, he actually did. as much as I hate to admit that, I will. I'll be honest and tell you guys that he did.
Steven Jackson, even though he has an injured hand, and said he wants to be a leader for this team by example. How has he helped you specifically?
You know, I don't think I could tell you how much Jack's helped, both on and off the field. You know, on the field, Jack is just a tremendous football player. He's one of the leaders on this football team. He gives everything he has every Sunday, you know, 110% every play. You know, and that's why he's such a great player. You know, and for me as a young quarterback, to have a running back like that, knowing that defenses have to respect our run game, you know, it really helps in the pass game and gives us some one-on-one matchups outside. You know, but, you know, besides everything that he's done on the field to help me, you know, he's been, you know, a tremendous teammate off the field, helping me get through some of the things that rookies have to go through. He's just been a great leader. Just taught me so many things about what it means to play in the NFL.
The 49ers are similar on offense in the sense that they have a workhorse running back, Frank Gore. You know, so the quarterback doesn't, you know, have to throw the team on his shoulders and do it all himself. Is that how Steven makes it feel for you, that you don't have to do everything, that he's going to carry a big part of the load and you just need to do your part and just be efficient?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if you ever think about it like that as a quarterback, or at least I don't. You know, I would love for them to, you know, put everything on my back. You know, I would love to, you know, have that responsibility, you know. But having Steven, you know, it does, you know, allow for them not to. So, you know, I'm always ready for, you know, whatever they want to hand me, you know, as far as responsibilities. But at the same time, it does make it nice knowing that, you know, every week we're not going to have to drop back 50 times, you know, and throw it because we have such a good running back.
When you look at the Niners on film, what stands out to you, and has Michael Lewis been helpful at all in giving you pointers on what to look for?
You know, I think the San Francisco, they've got a great defense. I think it's by far one of the better defenses, you know, that we've seen. Their front seven, you know, is very good. You know, they get a lot of push up front. You know, their linebackers are extremely athletic. It seems like they're always making plays. They're always showing up on film. You know, they're extremely experienced, too. And I think all those guys understand how to play the game, and they understand the scheme that they're in. You know, very rarely does it look like they're ever out of position or really making many mental errors. So, you know, we're going to have to be, you know, very good on offense this week, you know, if we want to put points on the board.
Sam, a couple of years ago, I know you spoke to Alex Smith about shoulder stuff. How helpful was he to you during that time?
Oh, yeah, I did speak with Alex, you know, last year when I was going through my shoulder injury, and he was extremely helpful. Almost the exact same thing that I did. I think he even had the operation done by Dr. Andrews as well. So he was definitely influential in my decision-making process when I was going through it.
And have you guys remained, have the lines of communication remained open? Have you ever talked to him about, you know, the transition to the NFL that you would be facing?
No, I haven't. About my shoulder, you know, I haven't contacted him. I haven't talked to him about anything other than that.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Thanks.
All right, yep.
Great, thanks, Sam.
Thanks.